ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Dear Beck.
Dear Beck.
Dear Beck.
Help. Can you help me, Beck?
Dear Beck. I feel like my teenager hates
me. Oh, my God. Teenagers.
It's like I don't even know him anymore.
I just feel completely useless.
Off the rails.
I really don't know what to do.
Help, Beck.
Oh, gosh. Beck, help.
Hey, it's Beck Sparrow here, and you can relax because I'm here to help. And these bite-sized Dear Beck episodes, I'm going to unscramble your teenage problems. Because here's the thing, you are not alone in what you're dealing with. Other parents are in the same boat. How do I know? Because every week my inbox is bursting at the seams with emails from parents of teens stressed out and begging for help. Teens have very specific needs when it comes to buying things, as in they want the things and they want you to pay for them. But what should you do if your teen's expectations are a little rich?
Dear Beck, I didn't grow up with much, which is kind of why I'm struggling at the moment to deal with the entitlement of my teenage kids. They have so much. But my daughter in particular seems to think it's within her rights to ask for everything she sees, everything she wants on a whim. And then we get attitude when we don't indulge her. It's hellish. And now I feel like I'm partly to blame because we didn't have much money when I grew up. I wanted my children to experience a better life, better things. But I'm now worried that I've given them too much. There's no off button, and they seem to expect things rather than to be grateful. I don't know. I just have no idea how to deal with these constant demands. It makes me sad.
This is so tough. Really, what you're saying is we don't want to turn our kids into spoiled brats, right? I get it, because if they get everything, then they don't have anything to look forward to. When I was growing up, we didn't have a lot of money. It was not uncommon for me to get secondhand things sometimes as birthday presents. And my whole childhood, I really wanted a Barbie camper van. And so what did I do when I had my kids? Bought them a giant Barbie camper van, which they never played with. I think it's really normal for kids to want to belong and to have what their friends have, and particularly now with social media when it's in their face. I mean, this whole water bottle thing is just ridiculous. Like $110 water bottles, which are probably going straight to lost property. But think back, you know, in the 80s when I was a teenager, everybody wanted to get their hair permed or have a body wave. I desperately begged my mum to get me jelly sandals. Right? So part of a teenager's job is to pester their parents or grown-ups for stuff because they want to fit in and have what their friends have. And our job as parents is to kind of hold the line and to say yes sometimes and then other times to say no. First of all, I think you can empathise with your daughter and say, yeah, I would really love that too. I wish that we could afford that. And just be reasonable and say, look, in our family budget right now, we just don't have the money for that $110 water bottle, but maybe that's something we can put on your list for Christmas or birthday. That may not fly, but I think empathising with your daughter and saying, I get why you love that. It is great. I would love that too. I think that goes a long way instead of just saying, stop asking for stuff. So just be a bit empathetic, number one. Number two, there's a not-for-profit organisation in Australia called the Financial Basics Foundation. And they are brilliant and they're all about teaching kids and teenagers financial literacy. So understanding money and savings and credit. Next one is get her to do jobs for things. I mean, if she's over the age of 14, she's probably able to go and get a job. But otherwise, set her up with a plan. What jobs can she do around the house? What jobs can she do in the neighbourhood? It becomes really easy to distinguish between needs and wants when you are the person spending the money. Focus on gratitude, right? When we focus on what we have rather than what we don't have, it makes us feel better about our lives. So getting into a gratitude practice. And I know, listen, people talk about that all the time and you might roll your eyes, but it's really easy even around the dinner table to think about what went well for you today. I say to my kids, tell me about the glitter in your day today, because sometimes it's the tiniest little things that went well that we have to notice. Sometimes it's not big things, it's little things. But all of these things together can help us change our attitude and help us focus on what's going well in our lives, what we already have, and what we can be grateful for.
The thing that I love about gratitude is that it helps our kids to understand that ultimately it's not things that make them happy, it's people and experiences, even if they really, really need that new pair of sneakers.
And remember, it's okay to say no. You are allowed to say to your daughter, I can't buy you that right now. Or maybe you can afford to buy it for her, but you don't want to, right? It's not good for us to just buy our children every single thing they want when they want it. So we have to get comfortable with our kids feeling uncomfortable. Our kids have a lot of stuff. That's an understatement. They do. They have a lot of stuff. But I think what they actually really want is our attention. They want us to put down our phones and they want to spend time with us. So even though she's saying she wants all of this, I don't know, shoes or makeup or skincare, phones, whatever, really deep down what our children crave is time spent in person with us. Well, time and an overpriced water bottle. I hope these practical tips will help you hold the line when your teens are pestering you for stuff. And if you have a question about your teen, I am here to help. Record your Dear Beck as a voice memo in your phone and email it to us at teens@abc.net.au.